Karnataka and Railways will contest India's Vijay Hazare Trophy final on Sunday, winning their respective semi-finals today in Calcutta. Robin Thapa's 133 proved enough for Karnataka, prevailing a high-scoring contest over Jharkhand. He added 137 with opening partner Mayank Agarwal, whose final went out for 66, and 128 with Lokesh Rahul. Rahul hit 67 off 72 balls, as Karnataka racked up 323 for 6. Rahul Shukla was the pick of the Jharkhand bowlers, with 3 for 59. A blistering knock of 141 off just 121 balls from their opener Ishank Jaggi and put them into a promising position, 220 for 2 in the 38th over. However, Jaggi's dismissal at the hands of H.S. Sharath triggered something of a collapse. Vinay Kumar ended with 4 wickets, and Manu Matun with 3, as Jharkhand finished their 50 overs on 302 for 9. Railways eased past Bengal by 5 wickets, with more than 11 overs to spare. Openers Amit Pornikar and Shivakant Shukla knocked off 109 of their 186-run target, during a stand that was dominated by Pornikar, who was finally removed by Ashok Dinda for 83 off just 86 balls. Veer Pratap Singh took 3 quick wickets after his dismissal to narrow the margin of defeat. The actual result was never really in doubt. Shukla ended undefeated on 56 off 88 balls. A knock of 61 off 95 balls had managed to worry had early held the Bengal innings together, as they limped along to be hauled out for 185 after choosing to bat. Anirudh Singh struck the first blow, with Khan, Sharma and Ashish Yadav each taking a brace of wickets, while Chandrapal Saini took 3 for 25 to wrap up the innings. New South Wales will host the Sheffield Shield final against Western Australia from the 21st of March, after they completed a tense victory of the Warriors in their final league stage match in Canberra today, and Queensland were held to a draw by Rob Quine at the MCG. The Blues resumed the final down 103 for 2, and soon slipped to 158 for 6, as Marcus North picked up 2 wickets. Captain Steve Smith then fell for 89 to Ashton Agar to make it 188 for 7. Steve O'Keefe and Nathan Lyon saw their side home. O'Keefe ended on 31 not out. Victoria closed on 314 for 2 in their second innings to deny Queensland. The Bush Rangers lost Dean Luss early to Luke Feldman, but Quiney and Marcus Stornis at 148 the second wicket. Stornis eventually fell to Michael Neeser for 74, but David Hussey joined Quiney to take Victoria to safety. Quiney ended 143 off 379 balls, with Hussey on 37 off 48. Sweden Northern Gas Pipelines lead by a massive 437 runs, with 2 days to go in Pakistan's President's Trophy final. They recovered in their second innings from losing their first 3 batters for Ducks to Tariq Haroon to close 195 for 5. Kuram Shazan skipper Misbahul Haq began the fireback with a stand of 47, with first innings Centurion Naimuddin, wicketkeeper Adnan Akmal then putting on an unbroken 111. Naimuddin reached stumps on 59, with Akmal unbeaten with a more fluent 64. Yasir Shah had early ended with 5 for 41, as United Bank had been bowled out for 144, to see the first innings lead of 242. Abid Ali top scored with a dogged 51, while Kashif Bhatti contributed 30 from number 8. In South Africa's Sunfoil series, a shortened second day in Kimberley saw Knights close on 156 for 3, to bowling out Cape Coves for 247 on day 1. Opener Reeza Hendricks batted throughout the 66 overs bowled today, in on 80 off 222 balls. He shared useful stats with Gihan Clerk, Rudy Second and Overs Pienaar. Dane Peat picked up 2 for 25 from 18 overs of offspin for Cobras. Warriors lead by 261 runs over Lions, the closing day to in Port Elizabeth on 143 for 2 in their second innings. They lost Michael Price early to Hardersville Jern. David White and Colin Ackerman both passed 50. And in 97 for the second wicket. Lions had early conceded a first innings lead of 118. Andrew Birch ended with 5 for 25 as they were felled for 166. It might have been worse from 11 for 4, but Neil McKenzie and Tami Solakili put 108 for the fifth wicket before more wickets tumbled. And Titans and Dolphins continued to be frustrated by rain and a wet outfield at Willowmore Park. Otago have parted company with their coach Vaughan Johnson after he decided to resign following allegations of financial misconduct. Johnson is currently on sick leave due to a stress-related illness and has decided to step down into the forthcoming investigations into his personal finances. He took over as Otago coach in 2011, having previously coached Wellington. Victoria's assistant coach Simon Helmott, who was also in charge of the Ryobi One Day Cup side, has also decided to stand down, as is in order to concentrate on his burgeoning international coaching career. Helmott was recently appointed a coach in the Caribbean Premier League, and also assists with the coaching of RPL franchise Sunrisers Hyderabad. And Warwickshire have signed Pakistani all-rounder Shoaib Malik as an overseas player, a part of their NatWest T20 Blast campaign. The club, who will be known as the Birmingham Bears in that competition in 2014, have signed Malik for a 6-match stint between the 19th of June and the 8th of July.